This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Habayim. We're continuing Mishnah Brura. Daf HaShavua. Simen Ayin Dalid. We're in the middle of the Hakdama that the Be'er Halacha brought from the Prima Gadim. What we're in Beis. Where the Bir Halacha said that the din of Libay Roya Erva Shaloi Oisha Chaveroi is only Midrabanan. Says the Bir Halacha, V'chozeh kishu lavush kutaynes deha erva mechusa. The din of Libay Roya Sa Erva is only if you're wearing a cloak, a robe, where the erva itself is covered. Avo begiloi erva. But if your erva is uncovered, afal pi shalibay mechusa, ve'enav enon royois, kagain sha'oitzmam, oi hoitzi roi shechutz achaloin, afilu hachi asr likrois v'lasik b'tayra. The Be'er Halacha is saying an important idea. The din of libay royes or erva, even when you take care of it, let's say you cover your heart, if the erva itself is uncovered, what would an example be? Let's say your heart is covered. Your eyes don't see the erva, or you stick your head out a window. It's usur to learn. Not like the Bach in Yoredeya Siman Reish to sever the gila erva leka iser klal, rak mishum shalibay roya eso erva. Not like the shita of the Bach. The Bach holds there's no din of giloy erva independent of libay roya eso erva. As long as you take care of libay roya eso erva, if the erva itself is uncovered, it's not a problem. But the Be'er Halacha says that is not so. Ze enoi, rak giloi erva hu iser min ha-toira. Giloi erva is a doiraisa, k'moi shekasav ha-rajva, midachsiv lo yira b'cha ervas dover. It doesn't say, v'lo yiksiv lo yisira. It doesn't say you should not see. Ela lo yira, it should not be seen. Even if you don't see it, if others could see it, or if it's visible, it's a problem. V'lo yimibayim acher oymed lenegdoi da'asim min ha-toira. It goes without saying, if someone is standing opposite you, it's aser medayreis. Rak afilu ein acher oimed lenegdai aser. But even if there's no one opposite you, it's aser. K'may shekasav Rashi b'chumish, to lo yira b'cha, koi al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yira b'cha is going on Hashem. V'im kara ve'ervasim begula, tzarech lachzer v'likreis. You would have to say it again. V'isr, li boi reis ever rak midrabanan. Lachin belibay chutz lamayim. Let's say like this. Your heart is outside of the water. Oy erva ba'ashoshes velibay royoisa. Or let's say your heart, the erva is in a glass. So your heart could see it. Mutter likros kriyashma avlasik v'divrei Torah. I guess this is presuming that you can't see it. Let's say the water is dirty or the glass is not clear. Now, there's a difference between if your heart could see your own erva or your friend's erva. When it comes to your own erva, so you could separate with your arms and certainly with a belt, or of your friend, a hefsik doesn't help. Libay roya ervas chaver, because in the end your heart sees the erva of your friend. V'tzarch dafka kisoy beveged al libay, and you dafka need a kisoy with a garment on your heart. V'chisoy bayad al libay, and covering with your hand on your heart. Loy mahani, it does not help. Af le ervas chaveroy. What about this? You need to dafka put a kisoy. This din that we say, that you could be mafsik bizroyos of, this that we say you could put your hand on your heart, it doesn't even work le'ervas chaveroi, because one guf cannot be mechasa another guf. It needs to be dafka with a garment. Okay, now what if somebody's going in a robe? Someone's going only in a robe. In this case, the issue is your heart could see the erva. You're not going with a belt. You could hug your arms together, or your hand will help. For example, if you cover with your cloak on your heart. Now, what if the garment is very thin that you could see the erva through it? So it's not going to help for libay royas erva, because the same way it's not going to help for giloy erva. We'll see when it comes to the mayim, it won't help for, it will not help for libay royas erva. So if the kutainas is very thin and the erva could be seen, it's going to have the same din as mayim and it won't help la'enav. But it's mashna, it will work for libay roya so erva. In other words, let's say you had a very thin garment and you hugged your arms on top of it to be mafsik. Would we then say that works? I think we would say it works. For libay roya so erva, it would work. Why? Because really, the arms are separating between the heart and the erva. Elamai ein guf mechasa guf. It's not. There's a cloth there. The cloth does not see through. You're not able to see anyway because of the arms. The arms are separating between the heart and the erva. The only problem is of ein guf mechasa guf. So it sounds like it will work for liboy roya erva, but not for gilo erva. Okay, let's come back to the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat Dan Dalad. Okay. Now the Mechaber said if somebody was sleeping unclothed in a cover, you need to be chaytseitz with a talis alibay, and then you could read Shema. Otherwise, there's an issue of libay roya se'erva. Says Mishnah Berurah, Mishum de libay, de erva b'ri'ya tali rachmana. An erva is dependent on ri'ya. Kedachsiv lo yira b'cha erva stavar. Umatsino lashon ri'ya b'lev. We find the lashon of ri'ya by the heart. Kedachsiv, the libi ra'a harbe chachma. Shlomo HaMelech says, my heart saw a lot of wisdom. Lefikach hechmir chacham v'zeh. Therefore, as we mentioned in the Bir Halacha, giloy erva is dairaisa. Roya sa erva is dairaisa. Liboy roya sa erva is drabanan. V'da. Even if your heart is covered, to be mafsik between you and the erva, tzarech shetehei ervasai gamkein mechusa. Your erva also needs to be covered. Vim hi megula, if the erva is covered, hiskima harbi achreinim, the asur kris minatar, many achreinim are maskim, that it's asur to read minatayra. That's what we just saw in the Bir Halacha. Afilu mechusa ba'atalis, gama al roishai. Even if you cover your head with a talis, ve'inov, and your eyes, shelo yuchal liras es erva. Even if you have a blindfold, that you can't see your erva, but if your erva is uncovered, you cannot say Shema. Sharei loy nemar loy sira ervas davar. It doesn't say you should not see. Elo loy yira b'cha. It should not be seen in you. Kolomer shetahim mechusa. It should be covered in a way. Be'inyan shelo yuchal leiroi safil achad. It should not be seen by someone else. Lefika cha'oimed babayis araim. Son who's standing unclothed in his house. V'hoitzi roi shechutz l'chalayin. And he sticks his head out of the window. Shelo yira erva. So as not to see his own erva, afal pisha chatzatz bebeged alibay. Even if he puts a garment on his heart as a chatzitza, hareze lo yikra. He cannot say Shema. Why? Kivan she ervasay megula. Since his erva is uncovered, veniras bebayis and is seen in the house. Aval hayashin arayim bekila. But what if someone is sleeping unclothed in a canopy bed, completely unclothed, no cover either? She'ino gavaya asar tvachim, but it's not 10 tvachim tall. V'hoitzi roi shay chutzala, he sticks his head out of the canopy bed. Okay, so now think about it. He can't see his erva. V'gam chotzat v'ezadal hasu bein libel erva, and he puts on a shmata to separate between his heart and the erva. So he can't see the erva. He also, li Ibay ain't a rice erva. You'll say, but his erva is magula. His erva is uncovered. No, his erva is not uncovered, because this canopy bed is a reshus b'fnei atzmai. It's like it's covered. Afal pi shervas magula bakila. Even though the erva is uncovered in the canopy bed, harizehu kamechus b'talis. It's like covered in a talis. Shekivan she'en akila gvaya asar tvachim. Since the kila is not 10 tvachim tall, shem kisa yaleha. It's considered like it's covered k'may malbush, like a garment. It's not like a house. A house, shehu chaluk rishus atzmai. A house is just a separate rishus. So you can't consider it a covering. Al kenaser. A house would not constitute kisoy erva. A kiloy would constitute, a canopy bed would constitute kilo erva. V'chinim tsoya babayis. Likewise, if there's excrement in a house, b'toich arba amayis, v'hoitzi roi shechutz l'chaloyin, and you stick your head out of the window. This is very common. You have a baby in the house. The baby soiled his garment. The baby soiled his diaper. So he's wearing a diaper, but you smell it. Now, you stick your head out of the window. You're in a different rishus. You still can't say Shema. The shadinan roishay basar rubai. Because we drag the head after the majority of the body. Now, I'm not sure if we would be machmer even by a diaper, because there it's covered. So there maybe you only have to go out of dalet amos, so if your head is out of the house, I'm not sure about that. But if it's uncovered soya, then the fact that you stuck your head out is irrelevant, because we drag the head after the majority of the body, says the Magen Avraham Vroitzel Omer, the Asar Afil Adas HaMatirin L'Kamam B'Siman Ayin Vav Siv Dalet. Even according to the Das Matirin, in Sif Dalet it would be Asar. Chazonish says, not like this, that the Das HaMatirim is based on Kol HaNeshama Tahalel Ka. And it goes by the nose and the mouth. And if your head is out of the house, you could say it. Okay, when we get to Siman Ayin Vav Siv Dalet, we'll re-examine. V'im bli nether, v'im hichnes roishoy l'cheder she'yesham tsoya. What if you stick your head into a room and there's tsoya in that room? Do we say, well, it's not a problem because your head gets dragged after the majority of your body? No, aser gamkin kolam likros. Da'aka panamat tsoya negedenov, because you could see it. So even though you're not in the same domain because your body's in a different domain, but you could see it. Asr gam kilgam lekroes talking about. Well, das harajba hamuva b'siman ayin tesef beis. Asr afilu hu oimein mi bachutz neged ha-pesach. And according to the Rajba, that's brought in siman ayin tes, it's asr even if you're standing outside, opposite the doorway. Kivan shahat soya kenegdai. Let's say you don't stick your head into the room that has soya. You're outside opposite the doorway. It's still a problem. Okay, one more. Siv katan hey. Liboy roya esa erva. Ayin bedar chachayim. That filu b'di yavidim kar krishma v'svala choyzer. That if it's liboy roya esa erva, even b'di yavid, you have to say shema and daven again. Even though we said liboy roya esa erva is drabanan, still, if you davened with a robe, without a belt, under a blanket, without any separation, you have to say shema and Shmon Esrei again. V'chein mucha b'mi b'gadim b'simna ayin alef eish avram oisei. Oid muchach sham. Da'a kriya shema choyzer b'rchoy seha. You would have to repeat shema with the brachos im karam b'riyas libay la'erva. If it was libay ro'as erva. Da'achi tiknu chachamim. That's what the rabbis were masakein. Once they gave a din that libay ro'as erva is a problem, you would have to go back not only for shema but for the brachos. Aval b'shar brachos yeshel histapik b'diyevanim yachzar. If it was a bari nefashos or an alamichya or a shahakol that you'd made when it was libay royas erva, then l'chayro you could apply the rule It's a suffik whether you have to go back. Do we say libay roi? Do we say suffik drabanan lakula? Or do we say kamakim sha'amru chachamim loy saved I avad loy mahani? The rabbi said not to do it, and you did it, even though it was on a din drabanan. It doesn't work. Lamaisa, we're masupik about that. Vesuffik brachas lahakel.
Like Baruch
Sha'amar and Yishtabach. L'chaira.
The whole thing you did, lying in bed, lying in bed under the sheet.
So the only thing you would have to go back is tefillah.
Because Kriya Shema.
I'm saying Shemana Esrei, he said you have to go back. And Kriya Shema and Berachas Kriya Shema. Now, why do you have to go back for Shemana Esrei? Why don't we say Safek Drabanan Lakula there also? What's the difference between Shemana Esrei and Bar Nefashos? I think he addresses that in the first white line. He says, Dahachi Tiknu Chachamim. Somehow the Takana of Libay Royas, however, was made for Shema and Shema and Tefillah. But Stam Brachos, they never made that takana. Again, the guy's wearing a beautiful robe. The king doesn't see him, it's his own heart, see, right? Oh, gam le'inyan tfila b'davar ha'asur ragnar banan. That's what we just said, right? In other words, The Chayadam is mashma that for Shemana Esrei you could also be lenient. Could be you could follow this shita. When it's sorry if das Rashi Rabbeinu Shmaya Talmidei Amuva B'Toisvus, that says what? That Rashi and Rabbeinu Shmaya hold there is no din of Libay Raya Sarva. There is no such din. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Rif and the Rambam and Shari Shainim, that there is an issue of Libay Raya Sa'erva. But it's good to have in your back pocket Shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Shmaya that Libay Raya Sa'erva is not an issue. So this is a very interesting machlokes whether libay roya es ha'erva is only for shema by a d'oraisa and memela birchas kriya shema gets tagged along, or does it apply to tefila also? Right, misvara you shouldn't differentiate between tefila and other brachos, but unless you say there's a difference. Okay, let's hold it over here. Okay, thanks everybody. Good.
Last time.
Recording.
Yeah, sorry.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.